Hello again. This is Pastor Deborah of Agape Love, Love is Here's Global Teaching Ministry. This is another lesson, another part of the audiobook ministry, Volume 3 of The Multitudes. We are starting part number 12. In part 11, we were working through the scriptures of Isaiah 11, 2 through 5. We had read verse 3, and then I had reviewed Isaiah 61 and 62 for you to help to remind you of the heart of the Father of agape love, the greatest gift that has ever been given, and His desires for you and Him, and His prophetic words that He has spoken out long ago through His prophet, His man of God named Isaiah. We had finished up Isaiah 61 and 62 in our review, and we were beginning verse 4 of Isaiah 11, 2 through 5. But before we begin, let's have a quick prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for opening our spiritual eyes and our spiritual heart, that we may see, understand, perceive, and be renewed in a new mind, in our new thoughts and concepts, to have the very mind of Christ, the living Word itself, within us, in our kingdom of our spirit. We thank you for all that are here that you have drawn to listen, and we thank you for your teachings and your words of spirit and life through the Holy Spirit and out through this vessel called Pastor Deb. Thank you in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. In part number 11, we had learned how to judge people. Oh yes, we have to judge people, but we're not to look with our earthly eyes through our five senses at their works, their deeds, or their words. No, we were taught to use Isaiah 61 and 62 and the very mind of Christ Himself, the Word of God, and His laws and His seven spirits in the Holy Spirit to help us to look spiritually behind the veil of flesh, behind the unseen darkness, and to be able to judge the spirit and why it does what it does and what it is doing and who it is serving. It is either serving the God of the greatest gift of agape love or another, the king of darkness, the king of murder and hate and jealousy and lust. So we had to learn what to look for with our spiritual eyes. Now let's continue. We had just finished, as I said, for Isaiah 61 and 62. Back to verse 4 of Isaiah 11. And he, the Word of God, the Lord, will spiritually reprove. He will scold. He will correct. He will express His disapproval of people's thoughts, their concepts, their principles, their laws, their behaviors, their actions, their very deep thoughts, the lust of their hearts. He will rebuke with equity. He will do it equally to all. He will reprove with equity, with justice, according to natural spiritual law or spiritual righteousness, freedom from bias or favoritism, justice according to His royal divine laws, which are spiritually undefiled from bias, from favoritism for the meek, those who have been spiritually enduring spiritual injury with patience and without resentment, deficient in spirit, courage, not violent or strong on the earth. Yes, He will judge these, but He will not be biased. He will not show any favoritism. He will not be for any political party. He will not be for any form of earthly governmental system, because that is not who He is. He is only for His kingdom of heaven and His kingdom and its laws and its way of spiritual living, believing, thinking, feeling, and living on earth as it is and it is done in heaven. And He, the Word, the anointed King, Christ Jesus, the express image and likeness of God Himself, the spiritually anointed spirit man, that will be you now, who have been born again into Christ, shall spiritually smite, strike the earth, the old Adamic spiritual nature, with the spiritual rod, the staff, His word from out of His mouth, and with the spiritual breath, the spirit of His lips, shall He, the Word, the Anointed King, slay, put to death, make null and void, defeat, destroy the spiritually wicked. Anything that is not of God's agape love, His laws, His kingdom of heaven. Oh my goodness, the power of the love of agape love, the greatest gift there is. He's come to slay, put to death, make null and void, defeat and destroy all in the soul, in the physical body, and the earth itself that does not line up with, does not come into legal righteousness with, does not serve and worship and glorify Him, the Creator of all things, that upholds all things by His Word, by His Holy Spirit, by His breath of life. Yes, that is the greatest gift. God Himself, the ruler and the judge, through His words, through His own heart, here, inside a human, inside their spirit, inside of their soul and their physical body, and then out to all the earth to help it return back into the world that is ruled by a king, the Word of God itself. As the heavens, all of the kingdom of heaven itself is ruled by the laws and righteousness of holiness and glory and agape love in the kingdom of heaven. Oh my goodness, this is a powerful gift. It has much to do, and we are to be with it, port it, and help it. Why, Pastor Deborah? So that all will come out of the kingdom of darkness, out from slavery and bondage, to sin and its sting called death, to serve as a slave to Satan, and to serve lust, hate, and jealousy and coveting, and to try to live within oneself without Him and His laws, and to live on earth and rule and shepherd others and the nations and the creatures without Him, without His laws, to be a God without Him, the greatest gift. So that ends this part, part number 12 of The Multitudes, volume 3. We'll pick up again in part number 13, and we'll keep learning a little bit more of the power and the goals and why the Word of God, the greatest gift, agape love, the Holy Spirit and its seven spirit God, came to earth to be inside of a human spirit and be reflected out through the soul and the physical body here on planet Earth. We will pick up right where we left off. Dear Father, continue to help us learn slowly and gradually, bit by bit, precept upon precept, line upon line, little bit by little bit, for this is so powerful and it's so overwhelming to us. Help us to drink in Your warm, sweet, agape love and its knowledge of spirit and life. Slowly, with each feeding, help us to grow and learn and to become more of all You desire us to be, that You have told us in Isaiah 61 and 62. Okay, everybody, go back, listen to this again, take notes, look up the scriptures, and I'll see you again in The Multitudes, Volume 3. Love always and forever, Pastor Deborah. See you in the next lesson.